Blog Talk Radio.
A gargantuan explosion! Oh my God, I don't believe it! The northeast corner has exploded in the most incredible explosion. Flames are flying out of the building. They're 5-10 stories high now. Black billowing smoke. The building corner, the whole entire corner is gone.
Both World Trade Center buildings in New York City right now, heaps of rubble. At 9 o'clock this morning, a plane crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan.
I heard the noise. I was in my office, and I heard the guy screaming. So I ran out, and everybody was saying, oh, my God, and they're in tears. They're crying. Everybody's upset.
I was trying to make phone calls. I looked up, and I heard an explosion, and then I saw everybody in the street react first. People crying, people on the ground, everybody lying down. And then I looked up, and I saw this huge plume of smoke, and the tower just crumbling. And it just turned into a huge plume of smoke, and next thing you know, there's smoke in one tower.
Shortly after 9 o'clock, a second plane crashed into the second tower.
Oh, my God. I heard a noise coming in incredibly low. And then I was standing here looking out the window, and I knew it was going to crash, and something was going to hit the building. I dove away from the window because I thought the explosion was going to implode the windows, and I'd be shattered with glass flying out. As soon as it hit, I came back, and there was a ball of flame.
I'm still shaking. I saw it hit the tower and flame everywhere.
Then minutes later, President Bush in Sarasota, Florida, called those crashes an apparent terrorist attack and a national tragedy.
Today, we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. Terrorism against our nation will not stand. May God bless the victims, their families, and America.
Then an aircraft crashes near the Pentagon just outside of Washington, D.C. in Northern Virginia about an hour after those attacks in New York.
I was looking out our 12th floor windows at 1600 Wilson Boulevard in Roslyn, Virginia, and I watched this. It looked like a commuter plane, two engine, come down from the south, real low, proceed right on and crash right into the Pentagon.
Then shortly after 10 o'clock this morning, one World Trade Center tower in New York collapsed.
Lots of smoke, and then the next thing I heard, an explosion, and the building from the top, the south building, just crumbled.
Just after 10:30 this morning, the other World Trade Center tower collapsed.
We were standing there looking up at flames coming out of the building and smoke billowing out of the building and police and FBI everywhere, and suddenly we heard a rumble and the sky was full of smoke. Everybody read, crowds of people running through, shouting out to each other not to fall into the subway entrances.
So it's just truly amazing because yesterday afternoon we were sitting in the World Trade Plaza Center having lunch, and so now those two buildings are completely destroyed.
Was attacked this morning by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended. Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts. We will do whatever is necessary to protect America.
And the pundits say Bush didn't have to go to Iraq. It was the wrong war at the wrong time. But if all my photos come up tonight, you'll see a picture of a couple of GIs who are holding a picture of Saddam standing next to the World Trade Center. And as Saddam is smoking a cigar, and he's as tall as the World Trade Center. And I'm also listening to a guy named Ben Cardin who says he's not going to vote to nuke the USA. So it might be a setback for Obama. Let's hope it is. But I got a feeling that Obama is going to get his way. And yes, that picture of that was taken out of Saddam's palace shows Saddam standing next to two burning World Trade Center buildings. And he's smoking a cigar with a big smile on his face. Did you see his last look? It wasn't smiling. But you just heard a guy describe what happened on 911. Do you know that there are seven-year-olds in this country that have no idea what 911 was about? Do you know that they didn't teach it in the communist school system? Nobody knows. 14 years. 14 years we've been in this Muslim war. Yes, it's Muslim, and no matter how you do, you know what? You can have take dog do in the street, and you can put whipped cream on it and sprinkles. It's still dog do, man. You can cover it up all you want. It's Muslims who killed us. It's Muslims who's killing us. It's Muslims who are killing other Muslims. But I'm not saying that all Muslims are bad or good. I mean, I'm not saying all Muslims are bad. I noticed one guy doing it, overrunning Europe. You know what that reminds me of? Did you ever see the movie The Kingdom of Heaven? When Saladin is attacking Jerusalem and all of the people from the outlying area, just like in the wild, in the frontier days, when all the farmers, the bell would ring and all the farmers would head to the fort because the Indians were coming. And some of them didn't make it. And in the kingdom of heaven, it's the same thing. When a siege of a fortress begins, the tactic of the enemy is to drive all of the civilians into the fort so they become a burden to the population inside, who now has to share food with them, shelter with them. And usually what happens is overcrowding causes plague. And everything goes wrong. And eventually they run out of food and water. And then it's all over for them. And Muslims are not too nice when they conquer. There is a town in Turkey which used to be Christian town, and I'm trying to think of the name of it because it's in our statement of belief. Forgive me for not knowing what it is. It slips my mind right now. But I know what it is. There's two creeds. When I grew up, they used to read the Apostles' Creed, which was like a light creed. I liked it. It was more wholesome and encumbering. But then they went to the Nicene Creed. And the Nicene Creed was created by the Emperor Constantine, who turned his army over to God and won the Battle of the Milvian Bridge by painting crosses on their shields, or the sign of the cross on their shields. The sign of the Christian God on their shields. And he promised God he would convert Rome to Catholicism, and that's what he did. And at the Council of Nicaea, in his time, they created the Nicene Creed. And that is the profession of faith for the Catholic Church. Now, Nicaea is no more. The town has a different name. If you Google Nicaea, it'll tell you the new town name in Turkey. And the reason the name was changed, when the Muslims conquered Nicaea, they gave the people of Nicaea an option: convert to Islam or have your head cut off. And they said, we will convert not. And they all had their heads cut off. And their great church in that town was turned into a stable for horses. And you see what these animals do with in museums. When they go into a museum, they go in with sledgehammers. A curator of a museum that's watching what they just did in one of the towns in Iraq must cringe when he sees the guy swinging the hammer. So our enemies will not treat us kindly if we fall. But my topic tonight is: any senator who votes to nuke the USA is a traitor. And they can take that dog do and put sugar on it. It's still a lying piece of crap. And that's what they are. They're lying pieces of crap. It's one thing to betray your country. It's another to say you're really not doing it. That is treason beyond reason. And it's in season. I don't know how I found this, but I hit on something. I don't know how old it is or how new it is, but you know that Match McConnell and Bena, three shots and a splash, Bena are betraying the Republican Party, which maybe the Republican Party is betraying the Republican Party. But they are the enemies of the people that we sent to make changes for the benefit of America. And they're now the opposition. But I happen to hit on this, and I've got it up on my show tonight. And if you click on it, you will see that Match McConnell, one thing you should know about Match McConnell, 40 days before 9/11, you heard that guy describing the buildings coming down and the people running. Many jumped into the Hudson and East Rivers. Many didn't know what was in the cloud. They didn't know if it was nuclear. They had no idea. Everybody was in panic mode. I know a guy who was a customer. It was came in my store one day as this was 9/11 was going on, and he had a boat. He was in Staten Island, and he called his daughter and got through, and he says, "I'm coming to get you. I'm coming to get you, honey. You go down to the pier and you wait for me." And he said he went from Staten Island across the bay to New York, went to the and his daughter, he picked his daughter up and brought her home. And he said when he approached the area, it was nothing but paper all over the water. And I had another young man who was totally worn out, and he was a fireman. And he came in to my store, and he sat down, and it looked like he could never get up again. And he said he was the first one there. He went in on a fireboat. And he was the last one to leave when it was all over, and all the bodies could be recovered, were recovered. There are 1,000 legs still at the morgue that are unidentified. That is sad. That is very sad. We took the greatest military defeat in the history of the country, and all of the rats that are running the government covered it up because it was their fault that it happened. And it'll be their fault when we get nuked. And you know, nukes come in the size of baseballs now. The neutron bomb comes in the size of a baseball. So, the nation, I believe, is so I started to tell you. So I hit on this. I don't know how I hit on it, but I clicked on it, and a giant tanker came up. I think it was called the Ping Li or something. And apparently, the tanker is owned by Match McConnell's wife's family. She is Chinese, and they are a very powerful family, and they donate a lot to Republicans and probably Democrats, because most businessmen grease both sides just in case. And I forget what country this tanker was in, but a narcotics team from South America boarded this tanker, and they found 80 kilos of cocaine in the anchor storage room. And Match McConnell's family, his wife's family, is tied into this thing. And they got a picture of Match, who I'm led to believe is very rich. Isn't that something, how you become a little politician, you work your way up? Well, you know it. You got silverware falling out of your fur coat. Really sad. The story and how, and then you can link it off my cover, my front page tonight. And it would the reason I don't think it got any press among conservatives or Republicans is it was put out by The Nation, which I believe is a left-wing organization. But the story is very interesting, because 40 days before 9/11, Match McConnell voted with 40 communist senators to burn the flag that has draped to date 14,000 coffins, including the 2,400 that Obama smuggled in from Afghanistan, hidden under the veil known as NATO troops to be identified later. Do you know that 40 is the number of communist senators vote with Obama Kerry to nuke the United States? You believe John Kerry? He betrayed the country in Nam. The swift boat vets, 287 or so, took out an ad saying he was a traitor. And you got this guy negotiating the uraniums for the protection of the United States. You got to be on drugs. And speaking of drugs, I saw a shocking documentary tonight. Just a couple of headlines. The Korean American community has a drug problem. And it's meth. It's cocaine and heroin. And these are all good people. These are hardworking people. And if drugs can get to them, and drugs can get to your children, much is very sad, very sad. And they're turning to God for help. And not too many people turn to God to help. They'll pay $500 an hour for a shrink and lay on a couch and talk to a guy crazier than them. All they got to do is go into any church with an open door. Go to confession. Become Catholic. Open a window you never saw before. And it'll only cost you $5 and 5 Hail Marys. You could get well with Jesus. You'll never get well in rehab. You know what the recovery rate in rehab is for heroin addicts? 1%. 1%. But the guy that's selling you a joint tonight ain't telling you that the joint is a gateway drug. Oh no, I've been smoking weed for 6 years. I know beer drinkers that last longer than that. And they have nice tans. They have barroom tans. Okay, so in addition to that, I've also got another link. It's the traitor list of the communists who will be the USA. And they're going to kill the leader of the free world, Bibi Netanyahu. And the list is from the... I'm looking at it right now, where senators stand on the Iran deal. And Cardin, who just said tonight that he isn't going to, with the Obama camels, he's on this list as saying no previously. You know who was a great vice president? Dick Cheney. Oh, the communists hated him. But he was, he could stand on the deck and take all the cannon fodder, fire. Oh, King Salman of Saudi Arabia came to D.C. today to visit with his Iranian counterpart, and the communist press says everything is good. The king came away convinced that Obama has Saudi Arabia's best interest at heart. Then he threw up and had his clothes burnt. Yeah. Fox is still trying to finish Trump off. And now they're asking CNN for help. After Trump left, he took his 24 million viewers. So all that braggadocio about all of the viewers that Fox had, they came to see Trump. So just remember that. And I'll play Until I Kiss You.
Until I kissed ya. How did I exist until I kissed ya? Never had you on my mind. Now you're there all the time. Never knew what I missed till I kissed ya. Uh-huh, I kissed ya. Oh yeah. I kissed ya. Uh-huh. My life's not the same now that I kissed ya. Oh yeah. You got a will about ya. Now I can't live without ya. Never knew what I missed till I kissed ya. Uh-huh. I kissed ya. Oh yeah. And I didn't realize what a kiss could be. You got a will about you. Now I can't live without you. Never knew what I missed till I kissed you. Uh-huh, I kissed you. Oh yeah. You don't realize what you do. And I didn't realize what a kiss could be. You got a will about you. Now I can't live without you. Never knew what I missed till I kissed you. Uh-huh, I kissed you. Oh yeah, I kissed you. Uh-huh, I kissed you.
I'm going to give you a quick rundown on where these senators stand in nuking the USA. Make no bones about it. Iran may be a front for a Russian nuke. We may get a Russian nuke, and Iran will take the blame. We're still up against the Soviets. The Leopard doesn't change its spots. It might change its logo, but not its spots. Here are some of the senators who have to nuke the USA. Tammy Baldwin from Wisconsin. Tammy Baldwin is a flag burner and a baby killer. She's on record for doing both. Michael Bennett, a Democrat. I'm not sure about him. I'm doing off the top of my head. But he's voting to nuke the USA. Richard Blumenthal, a Democrat, is undeclared, but I think he came out and said he was going to nuke the USA. This is one of the biggest phonies in American politics. He was an attorney general in Connecticut, and they caught him lying about his Marine Corps service. He said he was in combat. He was never in combat. So he admitted he was a liar, and they made him a senator. Cory Booker, a Democrat from New Jersey. Barbara Boxer, she's a flag burner and a baby killer. And when I say baby killers, in my book, The Spirit of America Party, I believe it was 2003, they voted for partial birth abortion, meaning that they could put a bayonet in a baby's head as it exits the Freedom Canal. That's partial birth abortion. And I don't know if you've ever been brainwashed, believing that the fetuses, as the communists call them, I call them junior and sis, that fetuses feel no pain. But Rand Paul was on, I think, Mark Levin, and they were talking about operations in the womb for 6 and 7 pound babies. And Rand Paul said that, like, if they're doing a spina bifida operation in the womb, that they give the baby anesthesia because the baby feels pain. So these communist bastards for 40 years have been lying to us and telling us the fetus feels no pain. It's only a little bit of tissue. Yeah, you ever been in the dentist and his drill slips into a little bit of tissue? Yeah. So Barbara Boxer's a flag burner and a baby killer. She's voting to nuke America. Sherrod Brown, I don't know, but she's voting to nuke America. Well, he's voting. Maria Cantwell is undeclared. She's a flag burner and a baby killer. My money is that would vote to nuke. Tom Carper from Delaware. He's a flag burner and a baby killer. I don't know what it is with Delaware, but they always send flag burners and baby killers. And isn't that something? Do you know that one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, a guy named Cesar Rodney, rode day and night in a rainstorm, and he was dying of cancer, and he rode to sign the Declaration of Independence. And this is what Delaware now sends to fill the shoes of Cesar Rodney. There's a Democrat named, and Cesar Rodney lived long enough to command a unit on the battlefield. How's that? You're dying of cancer and you're still fighting for your country. Robert Casey, a Democrat from Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, I don't know how you elect these guys. They're anti-coal mine. I don't have a track record for him. I believe he's fairly new. As is Chris Coons, from another one from Delaware. So the two Delaware senators are both voting to nuke in Delaware. Yeah, what, you think Delaware is going to be exempt? You don't think that the Ayatollah Khamenei has a picture of the DuPont plant on his desk, on his desk? Okay. So, there's Thad Cochran is undeclared. Watch him. He's no good. He's a flag burner and a baby killer. He's a Republican. Susan Collins, don't trust her either. And don't let her babysit your kids. She's undeclared, undecided. You know what that means? If Obama needs her vote to finish off the country, she'll give it to him. Joe Donnelly from Indiana. What happened back home, Indiana? What happened to this guy? He's going to vote to nuke the Wabash. Dick Durbin. This is America's greatest enemy. He is from the synth state of Illinois. He condemned the entire U.S. Marine Corps on the floor of the Senate. He called them terrorists. This guy should be hanged, drawn, quartered, brought back to life and hanged, drawn, and quartered again. Unbelievable. He votes to burn the flag. He votes to kill Kennedy. And he's voting in Chicago. Dianne Feinstein. She's voting to nuke in California. Dianne Feinstein will never vote to burn the flag. I track all of these flag burners. She never votes to burn the flag, but she'll kill kids in a heartbeat. You know, the heartbeat that they excite just to keep the kid alive a little bit more so they can cut the face open and take the brain. Oh, don't talk about horrors like that. I'm going to a baseball game tomorrow. Yeah. You're going to go to a camp one day, and you're going to be eyed that says, I'm not supposed to be here. No, where's my luggage? Yeah, Al Franken, this is a guy that hates America. Al Franken, I believe he voted to burn the flag, or he might have got in after the vote, but I wouldn't send him for ammo or to carry the wounded back. Kirsten Gillibrand. This is New York's biggest mistake. We had a chance to balance the books with somebody decent, and instead, upstate New York voted for her, I believe. I believe from upstate. And I call her Kirsten Gillibrand because she is an evil woman. She is a mala femina. Martin Heinrich, or Heinrich Martin. Oh, listen to this, folks. This one's going to get you. Orrin Hatch, he's undeclared. Orrin Hatch walks, he's a Republican. He's a repuppy. He is the typical repuppy. See, there's repuppies and rhinos. You could say he's a rhino, but I labeled him early on a repuppy. He walks into Ryan's den and says, hi, fellas, what's for lunch? He's no match for Chuck Heinrich Schumer. Chuck Heinrich Schumer will lead him for lunch. So he's undeclared. Watch him. He's the guy that led Ruth Bader Ginsburg by the hand to the Supreme Court seat. So he sold us out a long time ago. Yet Utah keeps sending him back. Martin Heinrich, from a Democrat from New Mexico, he's going to vote to nuke New Mexico. Heidi Heitkamp just came out and said that she's voting to nuke. She's from North Dakota. She wants to wipe out the Sioux Nation. Unbelievable. No, she had her picture taken with the Indians. And you know what? She said she used to be a papoose. Yeah, give me a break. That's like, what's her name? Elizabeth Warren? Yes, I'm a percentage Indian. What percent? 0.001. Yes, I rode with Cochise. When I jump out of the limousine, I shout Geronimo. Okay, who else we got? Oh, Mazie Hirono. Hawaii sends only flag burners and baby killers. Two World War II veterans who have passed on and now must meet their maker and explain to all of the GIs who they fought alongside and died. They were part, I think, both of the Nisei battalion that tried to take Monte Cassino, and they fought like tigers, and they were decorated and they were wounded, yet they voted to burn the flag. They voted party over country because Democrats come first over country. So now they're being court-martialed by the big banger. She's voting, Maisie's voting to nuke America. She figures they'll never hit Hawaii again. Tim Kaine, a Democrat from Virginia, he's voting to nuke America. What's that place down there? Everybody goes and tours in Virginia. They have a regular little colony there. They have the kettles outside, you know, boiling water and making soup. Wait till you see how hot those kettles are. when somebody comes with a nuke, Allahu Akbar. Angus King from Maine. Maine sends always people that can hurt us. He's voting to bring nukes to Maine. He figures they won't, the nukes won't get that far. Klobuchar, Democrat from Minnesota. Minnesota sent some bad people, Al Franken and Amy here. Patrick Leahy. They call him Lee Leahy. You give him a, every barmaid in Washington, D.C. can tell you troop movements after they talk to Patrick Leahy. He is the enemy of America. He votes to burn the flag. He votes to kill kids. And now he's voting for nuclear maple syrup. Ed Markey. This guy is the Pied Piper of death. Do you know there's not one Democrat congressman in Massachusetts from the list that I've seen? It is unbelievable. This Markey is a enviro-Leninist. Anything that can hurt America, he's for. He is the worst of the worst. Well, let me tell you something. They're going after Trump, and they're using Romney, Mitt Romney, to attack Trump. Do you know who the biggest contributor to John Kerry's presidential run was? Take a guess. Come on. Take a guess. Who was the biggest financial contributor to John Kerry's run for the presidency? Give up? Bain Capital. You know who Bain Capital is? It used to be Romney's company. So Ed Markey is no good. He should be thrown out. Claire McCaskill, she was the one that put Obama over the top. She votes to burn the flag. She votes to kill kids. The Democrat Party has no God, no flag, no kids. It sells taxable dope. It wants to hook one-fifth of the American people. That's part of the 45 goals of the Soviet Union. Cocaine and all drugs are part of chemical warfare conducted by communists against Americans. If they can wipe out one-sixth of the male population in this country and the female population in this country, that's one-sixth that can't fight to survive. And that's what we're going to be doing. The communists have been brainwashing us since 1945 and earlier. The Communist Party infiltrated a Negro Garage Man's Association in Queens, New York in 1940. That's how long they've been working on the blacks to separate them from the rest of the country and then to use them as cannon fodder when the revolution begins. So Claire McCaskill's a flag burner and a baby killer. Jeff Merkley, he's from Oregon. Oregon, we should trade it to Canada for oil. Barbara Mikulski, she's a flag burner and a baby killer. Remember what I said, partial birth abortion was what she voted for. The most heinous of crimes. Chris Murphy, a Democrat from Connecticut. Connecticut sends garbage. Look at Blumenthal. That guy has no right being representing any American in this country. Patty Murray from Washington is a burner and a baby killer. Bill Nelson, a Democrat from Florida. He's a flag burner and a baby killer. I call him Bill Bayonet the Baby's Nelson. He's got squinty eyes. The reason he's got squinty eyes is the sunlight bounces off the bayonet. He was at the door of Terry Schiavo to make sure that nobody got in. Him, the one that's banned from all the beauty parlors in New York. What's her name? She's named after a venereal disease. Debbie Wasserman Schultz. If you get a Wasserman test, you'll know what I'm talking about. Yeah, she's banned from all the beauty parlors in New York. The only guy that can do her hair is Vito from Tony's Pizzeria in Brooklyn. And when he's finished quaffing her, he will ask her, how do you want to top it? Do you want mushrooms or anchovies? Oh, that's a sexist thing to say. Oh, bring out all the sexist girls. I'm for the war on women. Once in a while, I take a hostage. And we go dancing. But anyway, Jack Reed. He's from Rhode Island. Rhode Island sends nothing but garbage. You know who was a Republican from Rhode Island? Lincoln Chapstick. His real name is Lincoln Chaffee. He was a Republican who voted against the Republicans all his time in office. And he would vote against Bush because he just felt like it. He would say he got a kick out of it. He used to do it for laughs. And then, you know what? As a reward, they made him governor of Rhode Island. You know what his first acts was to protect the people of Rhode Island? He banned Christmas trees in the governor's mansion. How's that? I bet you he steals lemonade from kids who are trying to make a nickel. So, Jack Reed in Rhode Island, he's a flag burner and a baby killer. Harry Reid. Flag burner, baby killer, and we don't know what else. If you had a real FBI, all these guys would be in jail. Bernie Sanders, he spent his honeymoon in Russia. He's listed as an independent Soviet spy. Yeah, he freelances for the KGB. He's from Vermont, too. Vermont is gone, over the board. Who else we got? Brian Schatz, a Democrat from Hawaii. I told you, you guys from Hawaii, they vote party over country. We should ask the key liberal question as the two buildings came down. Why do they hate us? What did we ever do to them? It's unbelievable, man. Jean Shaheen, Democrat from New Hampshire. She's going to vote to nuke the live free or hide state. It used to be to live free or die. Now it's live free or hide. Wait till they start selling fallout shelters. That's coming next. And the market will. Debbie stab him now. She stabs him any way she can. On the battlefield, in the womb. She's a flag burner and a baby killer. She's from Michigan. John Tester, a Democrat from Montana. Come on, Montana. You can do better than that. Can't you take him out in a cattle stampede or something? Tom Udall, Democrat from New Mexico. Anybody named Udall who has ever served in the government always votes to burn the flag and kill kids. I don't know why that is. It was in Udall, Colorado. If their name is Udall, you can rest assured they're burning the flag. Who else we got here? Mark Warner from Virginia. There used to be another senator from Virginia named Warner. I don't know if they're related. But the other Warner voted to burn the flag and kill kids, and he married Elizabeth Taylor. Elizabeth Warren, she rides with the Apaches. Yeah. She's the one that smuggles guns to the Indians in boxes marked sewing machines. When was the last time you seen an Indian on horseback with a sewing machine? Unbelievable. And you know, the Democrats have never treated the American Indian nice. Now they're trying to turn them into what they did to the blacks. But the American Indians ain't going for it. You want to know why? Because they get a little uptight when they hear Democrats talking about taking away their guns. They got some bad vibes about that. Yeah. Sheldon Whitehouse. He can change the House to another W. Yeah, he's voting to nuke.
his state of Rhode Island. Poor Rhode Island. So that's the cast of the 40 Treasury Thieves. Yeah, Alibaba. It is sad. We're in trouble. I'll give you a tune. Just to, well, they put the salve on your wounds. Let's see if we got. Would you like to hear the Abu Ghraib song? Remember when the communists made a big deal about Abu Ghraib? Huh? You don't see them making a big deal about all the Christians having their throats cut. But if a bowsy wowsy scared a terrorist, oh, he violated his rights and waterboarding. They waterboarded him. Yes, he got 2 drops an hour. So here's the Abu Ghraib song. You remember Abu Ghraib? Do you remember the photo that the press used to help the ISIS win the war? They stripped all the prisoners naked. A guy in his an army low ranking officer and his girlfriend, who was pregnant. They made all of the terrorists strip, and they made them build a pyramid. And then they took a picture from behind. And there was like the pyramid was about four stacks high, maybe 3 stacks high. And I swear that when you looked at all those asses, that second row, two guys from the left, didn't that guy look like Chuck Schumer? Here's the Abu Ghraib song. Oh, by the way, Bush put him in jail. And Rumsfeld said he was appalled. He was totally upset about it. But Bush never pardoned him on the way out, which he should have done. And there's 10 families tonight that have been sentenced to 20 years in shame and poverty. And the only crime that was committed by their husbands, by their father, was he fought back on the battlefield when he was supposed to take the bullet first. And I hope Donald Trump gets their names and adopts their families. And I hope that Donald Trump builds a VA hospital, a private enterprise, a VA hospital, to take care of the vets with instant check-in. And you stay until you cure it. And Donald Trump could do it. From my lips to God's ears and Donald Trump's pocket.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. And I'm one.
let you go without giving you a little music. Dedicate this to all the Latinos who served this country faithfully. Did you know which Latino name is the most popular, sadly, who have given up their lives for this country in this 14-year war? The name comes up on the KIA roster the most? Garcia. So, to all the Latinos who serve, and God bless you. Vaya con Dios. And now I'll give you a little pickle. Let's see where we are. See where you are. Okay, here we go. Okay, that's enough of that. This is a blog from our boy who used to be on Fox, and he was doing such a good job they had to get rid of him, Glenn Beck.
And I'll never understand that. They said his count wasn't good. I don't buy that. I think that Prince Walid bin Talal had something to do with it. He used to own a piece of Fox. I do not recognize my country anymore. This is what happened today. Picture of an American flag, all chewed up, with holes in it, torn to shreds. It is open season on our police. Houston, Chicago, Abilene in a week, plus Arby's turned down food in a drive-thru, claiming we don't serve your kind here, a cop. And the guy said it and fired. And I hope he puts it on his resume. Yeah. He's going to be replaced by a robot as soon as it goes to $15 an hour. You won't see a human being in a hamburger joint. But anyway, cops should not be alone in a car or on patrol. There's a war against cops. It's been created by Louis Farrakhan. It's been created by Al Sharpton. It's been created by NBC News, the home of nothing but communists. It's been created by Obama. Only two in a car and two on patrol. All cops have to operate in pairs. The Senate sides with Iran over Israel while they chant death into America and put a plaque outside our old embassy calling for our death. The Republicans and Democrats are equally at fault. That's why we need somebody outspoken, somebody who's going to ruffle your feathers and get used to it because he's not trimming his presentation. The Senate sides are ran over Israel. Republicans and the Democrats are equally at fault. Meanwhile, 70% of Americans are against the deal. Representative government is dead. My friends, let's face it, we're being run. We're already in the communist world. There are so many freedoms you've lost, you don't know. And the kids that are coming on board now, they will never miss what they never had. The only thing they're going to experience is higher taxes. Planned Parenthood video that talks about closing. This one got me, man. That talks about closing the eyes of severed heads so those who receive them as spare parts don't freak out. And Congress and the president, that's Mitch McConnell and Boehner, they have just added new funding to Planned Parenthood. That's because kickbacks all over the place. Everybody is lining their pockets. Everybody is taking money. The Army is giving a dishonorable discharge to an 11-year Green Beret because he punched in the face an Afghani police chief who we pay and train. The police chief kidnapped and raped a 15-year-old boy, kept him chained to a bed, and beat his mother as she went to the U.S. Army to beg for help. When these two Army soldiers found out and he scoffed at them, they punched him out. He is out, and the Muslim police chief remains. That's not the first time I've heard of a situation like that. Two or three Marines were gunned down on their base playing basketball by a T-boy who was a sex slave of an evil commander who had been identified by a previous American commander as unfit to be trusted. And a father in Long Island, I'm sure by now he's worn himself out trying to get answers. His son came home in a flag-draped coffin under Barack Hussein Obama. Christians in Syria were given 48 hours to convert, leave, or die. Tomorrow they'll be slaughtered by ISIS, and the American church yawns. I do not hear speaking up on abortion. I do not hear the Catholic Church speaking up on the slaughter by Muslims of Christians. A 5-year-old boy washes up on the shores of Greece from
Christians trying to flee and move to Europe. The caliphate will spread and destabilize Europe, my warning in 2010, which was mocked as madness and something that would never happen because it was too doomsday. And it's happening, but we pay no attention. It's covered up. It's covered up. America does not like to remind itself when they fail. And that's why we need El Trumpo, because he only knows how to win. And we need win-win-win people. And they try to get him. Hugh Hewitt, who I always thought was a good guy, but Savage tells me that Salem Radio was liberal. But I also thought that Salem Radio was very Christian. So I'm torn. I'm torn here between what I see and what I hear. And Hugh Hewitt tried to sabotage Donald Trump. And he asked him questions about different factions in the Middle East. And Trump answered him saying, I don't know the difference, but I guarantee you that when it's time for me to learn, I will learn faster than you and do a better job than you. And that's good enough for me. And he said, I'll have the best generals. And that's good enough for me. So, we are taking Syrian, Somali, and Iraqi Muslims in by the thousands. And yet the State Department says the State Department has to go. The DOJ has to be completely revamped. The State Department should be replaced by somebody else. It has been corrupted since 1945. The Soviets and the State Department, and they're still running it. They're no good. None of them. When you got a guy like John Kerry and Hillary Clinton running the State Department, you know it's a bird's nest of communists. The EPA's got to go. The BLM's got to go. The IRS has got to go. So he says we're taking in Syrian, Somali, and Iraqi Muslims, and Obama is placing them in conservative areas to break up any pockets of resistance. And yet the State Department says it will consider accepting some Christians next year. Meanwhile, children are crucified, women are sold as slaves, and girls as young as 6 are raped 8 to 10 times a day. One girl had been raped by lunchtime 30 times a day. She's asking the Americans to drop a bomb on her because she was going to kill herself first chance she gets. Within 18 months, there'll be no Christians in Iraq and Syria. Under Obama, the anti-American president. You don't think this government has been taken over? Last night, I read a list of all of the Muslims that are in Obama's cabinet. It was at least 8 to 10. And even the head of the CIA is a Muslim convert, John Brennan. Boy, I'm sure his ancestors that starved during the potato famine are proud of him. They're walking around heaven bragging about him. Yeah. Hillary's email scandal continues, and she's not going to go to jail. Black Lives Matter organizer says it's open season on white people and blacks need to pick them off one by one. TV networks ignore the threats and praise them. Crats meet with them and talk about their bravery. A teenager in high school claims he feels like a girl and insists on using the girls' bathroom and shower. When the girls protest and walk out, school officials and experts chastise them for being insensitive. Reporters call him her repeatedly, and we are called the science deniers. They call him her repeatedly, and we're called the science deniers. I have watched and warned that much of this would come to pass. We are headed in the wrong direction at 1,000 miles per hour. George Patton said, twice in his lifetime, America has recovered from first strike. but he didn't think we'd be able to recover the third time. He said, not with the speed of missiles and the deadliness of nuclear weapons. We are headed in the wrong direction, 1,000 miles an hour, and we have passed all the exits, and the bridge up ahead is out. I have no political advice to offer. No president can turn this around. We must stop the car and turn around. We must change our ways. We must unite and restore common sense, common principles, and values. Please read Jeremiah 7, a warning for today. See you on the radio tomorrow with real solutions. Many may be offended by them. Maybe this is the year of offending. Woe to them that call good evil and evil good. We cannot make a difference, as I believe we are gone too far. You know, Bob Grant said that before he died. He says, it's over, folks. We're finished. And this is really important. We can separate ourselves from it. And I know diehard anti-communists, and they've been muzzled. They've been muzzled. They're not allowed to talk. And it breaks their hearts because they've seen what happened to this country. And I tell you, drugs is a big killer. It knocks out 1/6 the population. Do you know a sniper? That's his goal. His goal is not to kill, but to wound. So that it requires at least 4 to 5 men to carry the wounded back. So when he wounds one sniper, he takes 5 guys off the battlefield. And that's what drugs are going to do to this country. But this is real important. We can separate ourselves from it and make sure we are on record as not endorsing it. We must be seen by our Creator and remembered by our children and grandchildren as standing against evil. I say our grandchildren are going to come to the graves and they're going to spit on them for what we left them. Good night, America. May God forgive us our apathy, sloth, self-imposed ignorance, and arrogance. I pray that somehow before it is total destruction and all of our cities are burning, our dollar has collapsed and our police are afraid to go outside, that we turn our face to Him and in His mercy and grace saves the Republic. Sad, huh? Sad. Okay. We'll look for a tune. And then I'm going to say sayonara. We'll go out with a little marching tune.
I followed the mob. When there was earth to plow or guns to bear, I was always there, right on the job. They used to tell me I was building a dream with peace and glory ahead. Why should I be standing in line just waiting for bread? Once I built a railroad made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower to the sun, brick, mortar, and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, he will look swell, full of that Yankee doodle-dee-dum. Half a million boots went marching through hell, and I was a kid with a drum. Hey, don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al, Al all the time. Say, don't you remember? I'm your pal. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a railroad, I made it run, and I made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Hey, brother, ain't got a dime about you, have you? And once I built a tower, yes, a tower to the sun, of brick, mortar, and lime. Yes, I'm the fella built the tower, and now it's done. Hey, buddy, ain't got a dime about you, have you? Once in khaki suits, he will look swell, full of that Yankee doodle-dee-dum. Half a million boots went marching through hell, and I was a kid with a drum. Say, don't you remember? Don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al. Al all the time. Don't you remember? I'm your pal. Brother, can you spare a dime?